This segment of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Power Women Investing, Ronstadt Insurance, and Mayfield Florists.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
And good morning, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are talking about the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeff.
That's exactly correct, Fred.
And we invite people to visit us at fredandjeff.com, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and even subscribe to this tome of wisdom and entertainment off of iTunes now.
And jocularity.
Well, that's entertainment. That's
There's always jocularity.
That's part of entertainment, though. Do we need to define entertainment for you?
Jocularity, Fred.
That's superfluous. That's a superfluous statement.
Let's have this first part of the show be about 50-cent words.
Okay.
Superfluous, jocularity, rigmarole.
Planetary society.
Okay, is that what's going on there?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was just looking for some big words, and I figured that the science guys would help us out with that.
So what do you got there with the... Messages to Bennu.
So do you know what Bennu is? You know, every week it's like you forget.
No, I didn't forget about Bennu.
No, well, because it's sitting in front of you now, but every other week you forget what Bennu is.
I don't forget about Bennu. What I do is I screw up the difference between Bennu and the actual program sending the rocket ship to Bennu.
Yeah, which is called?
The Fred is a Pain in the Butt program.
Yeah.
It's called the... Mars Jackson program.
Wrong.
It's called the Snickers. Wait, I know this.
Can you read from here?
No, I really can't.
Right there?
Oh, yeah, Osiris Rex.
Yeah, there you go.
Fred!
So the University of Arizona is sending Osiris Rex out.
Are they involved in that?
Yeah, they are.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, if you go to friendjeff.com, you can actually listen to a show.
I think I was there.
I don't think you were.
I was.
Because apparently you just have no clue. But if you go to fredandjeff.com, you can learn all about Osiris Rex and what's going to happen with Bennu, at Bennu. But if you go to the Planetary Society website, you can actually sign up and have your name placed on a DVD that's going to be on the Osiris Rex rocket. What is up with you?
Sorry, I had to look something up as the show was beginning. I was curious about SciTech Tucson. We'll get into that in a minute.
Yeah, we will.
Keep talking about your buddy Bennu.
Yeah, so if you want your name to sail out into space and visit an asteroid named Bennu and then come back to the Earth and drop off, where it drops off a sample, then go to Planetary Society website, and that you can get that link off of fredandjeff.com.
Do you make any money doing that?
Me, no, but my name's already on the DVD, so it's going to be pretty cool.
You know, I think one of the funniest things that I said last week is not only is your name on all these asteroids, it's also in a bathroom stall somewhere.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah, and I told you that I get calls and people are really friendly.
Yes, that was funny as well.
Yeah.
Well, so what else is going on?
Yeah, you can't go back. You can't go home.
Yes, you can. You can't
revisit those old jokes.
If you're willing to get paid, you can.
So, Jeffrey, today is the 2nd of March, so that means we have 27 days to get fit, to go to, get ready for hard charge.
Hard charge, baby.
So 4-mile obstacle course, there are 20 obstacles. It's always an awesome party. And on March 29th, 2014, the Fred and Jeff Show is going to have a team at the hard charge.
Yeah, other than you and I, who else is on this team?
You and me.
There you go. That's team it. Fred and Jeff.
Team Fred and Jeff.
Starring Team Fred and Jeff.
Yeah, we were inviting a lot of people to join us.
Actually, and so far, no one's taken us up on it.
No, I thought a bunch of people from your office.
Oh, that's right. I got to remind them.
Some of my friends are going. And we also want to thank X Racewear, one of the proud sponsors of the Hard Charge, who got us hooked up with them. And they do marathons to mud runs, and they have really cool racing gear.
That's right.
So
make us look good.
Yeah, oh yeah. Make... two fat boys look good in a mud pit. Jeff, I know you're going to this. Very excited about this. The Pima Council on Aging Ages and Stages Expo, one day only, this coming Saturday, at the Tohono. I think I'm wrong on that. I think it's one of the casinos. And gosh, I don't even have it in front of me. Casino del Sol, March 8th. this coming Saturday. Lots of stuff with exhibits, demonstrations, entertainment, seminars, and prizes. I think the entertainment might include some gambling.
Well, there you go. But I don't think you need to go to that event to go gamble down at the casino.
No, you just go gamble at the casino.
There you go.
There's raffle draws, so go enjoy that. I think that's about all I got for now.
That's it? That's all you have? Dude, we've got the Arizona Renaissance Festival.
Huzzah!
Coming up Tuesday, March 4th to Thursday, March 6th. Crazy times down at 12601 East Highway 60 Gold Canyon. Sharpen your dirk and get out there and have a good time.
Did you read that off the ad?
No, I just made it up. I'm not reading off of an ad, you nerd.
What's a dirk?
You know what a dirk is.
I know what a jerk is.
Well, yeah. But
I don't know what a dirk is.
A dirk is like a dagger. It's a small knife.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's what your son AJ told me.
Oh, okay. You know my favorite part of Renaissance, the Ren Fair?
Saying huzzah and eating like a big giant turkey leg?
No.
Walking around with a horn of ale?
No.
I don't know. What?
Dead Bob.
Dead Bob?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what that is.
Dead Bob is a person that he's dead.
Yeah, I get that part.
And he tells jokes.
Really?
Mostly, you know, from the crypt kind of jokes.
Okay.
Yeah, because he died from the plague, apparently.
Oh, I got it. It's like musical theater without the music.
Right.
Got it. So, also, Fred, don't forget, Arizona SciTech Festival, we're right towards the end of it. All kinds of stuff going on the SciTech Festival. This week at the Nannini Branch Library, you've got Messy Science. Messy Science on the 6th from 3:30 to 4:30 at the Nannini Branch Library on North Shannon. And then you've got Made in Arizona, Tucson Manufacturing Block Party on the east side of town. More information on the SciTech good stuff at azscitechfest.org /events.
In a couple of weeks, we're going to be talking about the Tucson Festival of Books, and part of the SciTech program is Science City that will be at the Tucson Festival of Books out in the U of A Mall.
I got to tell you, I am somewhat amazed that this guy snuck up on us. There's stuff going on all over Arizona. They've got things happening at the Tucson Museum of Art, downtown, you know, Phoenix. Ooh, my tongue almost snapped in half saying that word. Himmel Branch Library. I mean, there's stuff going on all the way through the end of March. So it is lots and lots of good stuff. The Arizona Science and Engineering Fair is happening in the Phoenix Convention Center. I mean, just tons and tons of stuff brought to you by our friends at Tempe Normal and the University of Arizona. So, folks, get out there and check out the fun. What's so funny?
Oh, I love Tempe Normal.
Tempe Normal. And get out there and check out azscitechfest.org. Lots of fun things for the family there.
A couple last things, Jeff. SARSEF.
And there's more?
Yeah, well, sort of dovetailing into this.
By the way, we missed you at the Rialto Gala.
I missed, yeah, because I didn't know about it.
Oh, man, it was as much fun as you could have.
Really?
Yeah, the second annual Rialto Gala was a ball. It was so much fun. We want to thank our friends Kip Volpe and his wife Joanne for inviting us to that, even though they made us buy tickets. It was a great, great, great time.
Well, you know, I miss you at Paula Poundstone over at the Fox.
You know, I'm kind of bummed that I didn't see Paula Poundstone at the Fox, but I was busy at the rodeo and at the Ascension Match Play. And
dude, I know you were in bed asleep, either that or on the couch with Cheetos all over your chest, watching, you know, SquarePants or SpongeBob SquarePants.
Fred, I no longer watch SpongeBob SquarePants. I've moved on to Ren and Stimpy.
Okay, well, good. You're watching repeats of that.
Yeah. So what else you got?
SARSEF.
SARSEF,
which is the Southern Arizona Regional Science Fair.
Yes.
They're looking for judges. The big fair is coming up mid-March, and they're still looking for some judges. So if you have any expertise in science, engineering, some of the hardcore science stuff, so no fine arts people, join them. Call them. We'll put up their link on the web, but they're looking for some judges.
Cool.
The last thing, Jeff.
What for are you, and then I got one more.
What are you going to be doing next Saturday, this coming Saturday, the 8th, at about 9 o'clock?
I'll be on my couch eating Cheetos, watching Ren and Stimpy. What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you something better you can do is go visit Frank Bruce Gurwitz.
Oh, Hot Dog Bruce.
Hot Dog Bruce. I love him. Bruce's Hot Dogs, and he's going to be celebrating his 24th anniversary of selling hot dogs. He's going to have cake, dancing girls, and a whole bunch of other, a lot of fun. So visit Bruce anytime after 8 o'clock, Saturday the 8th, at McKinley and Speedway in front of the Brake Masters there.
Is this an adult-only party?
No.
I love
kids and everybody.
I love it.
All right, so
the last thing I have, though, Fred, don't forget.
See, you're reading off ads. You just found some.
What are you talking?
You picked up a book in the middle of the street on our way here.
That's not true. This is the Zocalo magazine.
And you're just reading ads.
Folks, if you haven't gotten the Zocalo magazine, you got to pick it up because it's chock full of great things. Fred! I've gotten that off my chest. The gala at the YWCA, Fred Rodeo, Two Generations, fantastic photos from Louise Serpa and Maria Laroque. I know I mispronounced that. I apologize. With guest star Bob Berger. Probably mispronounced that one too. But that opened a couple weeks ago. It's fantastic. So go to the gala at the YWCA on North Bonita. Remember the YWCA.
The gala or the gallery?
What did I say, gala? The Galleria. Galleria. No hablo español. So... The Galleria. Remember, the YWCA of Tucson, eliminating racism, empowering women, and loving the men that love the women. And that's all I got, Fred.
Is that the rule?
I added the men part.
Okay.
Just because, you know.
All right, so we're
going to... When a man loves a woman.
Good, so we are going to take a break now.
Gotta take a break. All right, folks, there'll be more here on the Fred and Jeff Show, so if you can stand it, stick around.
Hey, baby, let's go downtown. Let's do a little rockin' tonight. Come on, baby, won't you hold me tight? Oh, baby, let's live it up right. Hey, baby, let's go downtown tonight. Hey, baby, let's go downtown. Let's do a little rockin' around. Come on now, let's live it up right. Oh, baby, won't you hold me tight? Well, hey, baby, go downtown tonight.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Anthony Cigar Emporium, the Downtown Tucson Partnership, and Sleeping Frog Farms.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture to make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeffrey.
Yes, Fred, that is very correct.
Now, you know,
of you to say.
Yeah, okay. So last time we were out and about live, it was actually a month ago, we were doing the downtown show at Maker House.
Maker House.
And one of the things that I had told everybody is that we were videotaping the taping of this.
And how did that come out, Fred?
It didn't. So people who maybe were going to the website wanting to see us goof around while we were taping the show, were maybe disappointed, maybe relieved, who knows?
Well, I know we were relieved.
Whole host of issues, but this time I think I have the bugs worked out. And
yeah, you pressed play, right?
I did press play.
Or plus record.
Yeah, exactly.
One of those things?
One of those things. So I think so. I think the red light's on.
This, if you guys can see, is a great picture by Louise Serpa. It's awesome.
Yeah, that's the magazine that Jeffrey just picked up off the street.
Zocalo. I didn't pick it up off the street. Fred, where are we today?
We are at the new digs of the Downtown Tucson Partnership.
And they have a whole bunch of fabulous downtown material right at their front. And I just happened to pick up this
street.
Zocalo magazine.
Off the street.
No.
There's a rack.
A rack.
That those magazines are contained in.
I'm going to give you a rack.
And they're on the street.
No. What's that song? That's an old the band song. I'll give you a rack if you take Jack, my dog. So anyhow, Fred.
Okay. So anyways, we.
You know,
we,
the we, wait.
Okay. So we have
Come on, you guys know the song, The Wait. No. All right.
No.
I'll sing some more for you during the commercial break.
That's perfect. So with us right now is Marcy Vellin, who's the chair of No Kill Pima County.
No Kill?
No Kill.
Pima County?
Pima County.
Who don't we want to kill in Pima County?
The healthy and treatable dogs and cats
that
end up
that.
In our shelters.
Nice work.
Yeah, so that means you, Jeffrey, are still on the you're still on the line.
All right. So no kill cats, no kill dogs.
Yeah.
All right, tell us about this.
Thanks. Well, we're an all-volunteer nonprofit organization. Mm-hmm. We've been around for about 18 months, and our mission is to improve the outcomes for the animals that end up in our shelters. And here in Pima County, the Pima Animal Care Center is actually working hard to improve their outcomes. The save rate, we call it. Our goal is to save the savable.
All right, so tell us, give us the low-hanging fruit.
Well,
why do so many dogs and cats end up in trouble?
Well, one of the low-hanging fruit has to do with our event that's coming up, actually, this Saturday, mm-hmm. which is a need for more foster homes. Every time someone can take an animal out of the shelter, it's actually saving two lives. You save the one you took out, and you made space for another one to come in.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a need for homes that can take a dog or a cat or puppies or kittens, all those sweet things. Some have problems, some may have medical issues, but one of the cool things about doing foster care is that the rescue organizations sponsor those animals when they pull them from a shelter, and they cover those medical costs.
Wow.
So foster parents are needed that just can take care of the animals. They don't have to pay for the medical care. In fact, if many of the rescue organizations and some of the shelters will even cover, like, the cost of food and supplies for the animals as well.
They're just looking for a loving home.
They're just looking for a loving temporary home until the animals are available for adoption.
So now, Tucson's not Sochi. There aren't, like, roaming packs of dogs chasing people around.
We do have issues in Tucson.
How many animals do we have out there that are kind of running loose,
well,
that are in trouble?
I don't know what the data is for animals running loose, but I do know that, you know, we have over 21,000 that just come into Pima Animal Care Center every year.
Holy mackerel.
And we're getting better. I mean, last in 2013, the live outcome rate was only 61%.
So if I do quick math, that is a lot.
That's a lot of animals. They're doing better this year, and it's probably in the 70s at least right now. So we're doing better. But one of the solutions, and the No-Kill Pima County is about implementing a model that's been successful in over 230 communities across the country.
Now, that's got to... Oops, I'm sorry, Fred.
Well, I was just going to say, we are really going to get into the No-Kill Pima County in a couple of weeks because we just wanted to get this event online or promoted. But it is important to understand that there's some real issues that your organization is trying to address.
Right. So one of them is foster care, and now this coming Saturday, we have an event at the YWCA on Bonita, where we're...
You want me to give you their tagline again?
No,
it's a good one. I love it.
Okay.
And ending racism, empowering women, and the women and the men that they love. Something like that. Hold on, I lost the page.
I thought you would have added something about saving dogs and cats.
And their house's pet. The YWCA is a fantastic organization. Come on, Fred.
It is, and it's a real nice venue, too.
Oh, they have a beautiful, beautiful office. Like the office here at Downtown Tucson Partnership. This is fabulous.
So what is your goal for the event on Saturday?
We're recruiting fosters. We're going to have over 20 organizations that provide rescue services and shelter services, including Pima Animal Care Center, who will be setting up info tables for people to come learn what foster care is all about, hopefully sign up and add to our pool of foster homes. We're going to have food trucks for a cause will be there. And music with Bish, which is Patrick Bishop, some light, easy listening background music to put everybody in a good mood.
Cool.
Cricket from K-Hit 107.5 is going to be our MC.
Who?
Cricket.
Cricket. Do you ever hear of that guy?
She.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She.
Sorry. Cricket.
Apparently not.
Oh. And the event is at 6 p.m. 6
She's
to 8
fabulous.
P.m. It's free, of course. And
you're hoping everybody leaves with a puppy.
We're going to have some prizes. There will actually be animals there. Each of the rescue organizations will be bringing a dog or cat or two.
So, that's a good question.
Yes.
Will people be able to walk away that night if they want to be a foster parent?
No. There is a screening process for foster
dun,
parents.
Dun, dun.
There may be some animals that are available for adoption that some of the organizations may be able to do adoption paperwork while they're there, but I'm not expecting they're doing foster care. They're taking applications,
okay.
And a lot of rescue groups like to check out your place first before and see what your fencing is, what your issues are, so that they can make a good match for you. They want it to be a good experience. You don't have to take any animal that comes along. It's a matching process. So,
very nice.
Yeah.
That is good.
Yeah.
As a family that's adopted that's rescued five schnauzers.
Uh-huh.
It's a very important thing.
It's wonderful.
And you know
Thank
what's
you.
Amazing is those dogs know that you pulled their little heinies out of the fire.
I believe that.
And they absolutely are the greatest pets in the history of the world.
Thank you.
They're wonderful. Well, thanks for what you're doing. It's fabulous.
Come on down.
Yeah, yeah. Give us the date.
It's this Saturday, March 8th at 6 p.m. At the YWCA.
On North Bonita.
On North Bonita. If you'd like more information, you can call 477-7401.
And awesome. There'll also be a link up at fredandjeff.com.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Cool. So we need to take another break while Caitlin closes the doors and makes lots of noise.
Thanks, Caitlin.
But we should give something away.
Yeah, what do you want to give away, Fred? How about a puppy?
No.
Oh.
But you know what? We had a really nice success with our
Tucson, the package?
The Tucson Festival of Books question. We had a lot of people send in and tell us what author they're looking for.
And you know what was a bummer on that question? Is nobody's favorite author was the guy that I'm going to be the moderator for, Richard Russo.
Okay.
So if you're planning on going to one of the Richard Russo sessions, and you can come up to me and say, hello, I listen to the Fred and Jeff Show, we'll give you a dozen roses from Mayfield Florist.
Yeah, but that's in a couple weeks. We need something to give away this week.
Well, okay, fine. What would you like to give away?
Well, let's give away a dozen roses.
And?
How about a gift card to PETA Jungle?
Okay, $25 to the PETA Jungle. You can go to either PETA Jungle, the one at Broadway and Craycroft, or the one at Oracle and McGee. And how are they going to get that, Fred?
The first person to email me at fred@fredandjeff.com. And tell me, let's see.
The name of your kitty.
Yeah, the name of your dog or your cat.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Or maybe if you have a hamster or a ferret.
No hamsters or ferrets, please.
What about a rat?
Okay, folks, so we'll be back with more after we pay some bills.
Goldfish?
Here on the Fred and Jeff Show.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Barker Morrissey Contracting, Casa de la Luz Hospice, and 1702 Craft Pizza and Beer.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstein. I'm here with my little brother Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeff.
Why, thank you for saying that, Fred.
And we invite you to visit us at fredandjeff.com, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and even subscribe to this tome of wisdom.
But for God's sakes, don't turn the dial.
And entertainment on iTunes.
Yes.
So, Jeffrey, we mentioned in the last break that we are actually in our beloved downtown, sitting here with Caitlin Jensen from the Downtown Tucson Partnership.
Well, and many other people, Fred, too.
Well, yeah, but I was going to introduce Caitlin.
Oh, that was a nice way of introducing Caitlin.
Yeah.
Have I been introduced?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, hi. Thank you for having me.
Welcome to the show, Caitlin.
Thank you for... Welcome to our office.
Yeah, they're really nice. How long have you guys been in this space?
Not long. Not long enough to get settled in yet, but we're making progress.
Well, they're beautiful.
Thank you.
Here
at
the Pioneer Hotel.
Yeah, ground floor of the Pioneer Hotel. We're really excited. We're hoping to offer a much more interactive experience for people to be able to stop in our office and find out everything you need to know about exploring our beautiful downtown Tucson.
Have you seen any ghosts yet in the building?
Not yet. I haven't worked that many late nights, though.
Oh.
Not yet.
Fred, don't scare me.
No, I want to see ghosts.
I haven't looked. There's a little crawl space behind you guys over there that might have some pretty scary things in there.
Yeah. All right, we got to step it up. We got to get out of here. Go.
Let's go.
All right, so Caitlin, so what is all the excitement downtown this month?
Well, one of the things I'm really excited about is this really cool race happening the second Saturday of March. It's the Old Pueblo Grand Prix, and we're lucky enough to have Susan here, who is the force behind this fantastic event.
So Susan Frank is here. Susan Frank is here. She's the director of the Old Pueblo Grand Prix Pro Bike Race.
That's a mouthful.
Well, that's what you wrote.
I know. I could have written so much more. I had to stop myself, actually.
Well, good.
What else did you want to write?
Oh my gosh! Well,
Friend Jeff,
of course,
or cool, you know, stuff like that.
Well, you know, like that wasn't exactly on my list, but I would write that now that I've met you.
We bamboozled another person, Fred.
Yeah. Yes, but I would have written something about the race, the ride on the following day, called the Old Pueblo Grand Fundo, which is sort of a take off of what's called a Grand Fondo, which I can explain later. But so that's a community ride.
Well, wait a minute. Explain it now.
Okay, really quick, is that a Grand Fondo is a traditional bike ride that is started in Europe, happens all throughout the United States. It means big ride. And it's really for amateur cyclists to get out there and do an epic ride like El Tour de Tucson. But we aren't offering the big ride this year. We hope to eventually add that to our, you know, itinerary of events. But this year we're doing a community ride on the loop, which is the river path, some people call it,
right,
along Santa Cruz. And so it is meant for everyone to ride along as any distance they would like, anywhere from around 7 miles, we're encouraging 40 miles, and come on back and log their miles. We're going to calculate it for them, get wristbands along the way towards Tucson Moves a Million Miles. Do you guys know about that?
No.
The Tucson Moves a Million Miles initiative by the mayor. Here we
go. Is this the new mayor or the old mayor?
The new mayor.
Okay. Because yeah, no, the old mayor's was called Activate Tucson.
Well, true. And this is, I think, a continuation of that effort. Tucson Moves a Million Miles. He's challenging Tucson to move a million miles in a year. And what we're going to do is all the riders who show up that day, we are going to create accounts for every single person and put those miles in so that all of a sudden, I told the mayor, he's going to see a huge jump on March 9th. The day after the pro race. So,
how many miles is the race?
Well, the ride, just to be clear, the community ride can be anywhere, any distance that you want, but up to 40 miles, again, along the loop.
Right.
And the back to the Grand Prix is the pro athletes who are coming out for the Grand Prix, of which we have, gosh, a dozen teams at least from across the United States, all professional cyclists coming here to race, will be out at the community ride so that you can meet them up close and personal. They're going to ride along. They're going to be hanging out at the four rest stops and doing autographs. And on the website, you can go under Grand Fundo and check out the teams who are going to be actually out there riding along with you. They'll be wearing their team kits. And we're challenging people to get as many autographs as they can. The winner who has the most autographs of the pro athletes will get a big gift basket from all of the merchants at Mercado San Agustin, who is acting as our start-finish line
for the
community ride. But the Grand Prix is also, I don't want to leave that out. So we went right to the Grand Fundo, which I'm excited.
Because it's Fundo.
And it's new this year. It's the first time we've done this, but the Grand Prix is in its going into its fourth year.
Oh, well, nice.
And so what language is the word Fundo from?
That's not.
Is it Italian?
It's not. The Fondo, F-O-N-D-O, is Italian.
Okay, Fondo.
Yes. I hope. Oh, gosh, I hope I didn't get that wrong.
Well, that's okay.
Don't judge me out there, you cyclists. Oh, Caitlin's going to look it up. It might be French, so it's one of the two, for sure.
It's a romance language.
It is.
Okay, I like it.
G-R-A-N-F-O-N-D-O.
Oh, wait, this is not the Fred Jeff spelling show.
Okay.
What is that?
Because we fail.
Yes.
But what language do they go G-R-A-N?
Gran?
Right, Gran.
Oh, the Grand.
That'd be Fundo
races.
Right?
I think so. So yeah. Maybe not Italian.
That's okay.
Caitlin?
So how many folks are you guys expecting out
the
for the...
The internet's failing me.
No. How many folks are you expecting out?
Okay, so for the Fun Community Ride, F-U-N, right now what's really cool is I already have about 65 people signed up. And I'm very happy with that for our first year. And I have been signing them up at Meet Me at Maynard's. I've been religiously showing up every Monday night, and there's one more Monday night. They can come out and sign up for free. If you sign up online, it's $5. And I'm just literally out there signing people up, and I have been loving it because I love Meet Me at Maynard's, and the vibe is so great, and the people are really getting into it. So they're signing up to do the race on the 9th, the ride.
They're signing up at the walking at Meet Me at Maynard's.
Yeah, they are. There's a lot of, yes, and that's the thing. A lot of people who run also like to ride bikes, and some don't.
But that's okay. That's fine. They can at least come and cheer.
Yes, Italian?
Italian.
Okay.
Italian. Okay, yes. There you go. Very nice. So it's that was a cultural bit of our show.
So can I talk about the Grand Prix?
No.
Is that okay?
Of course. We want you to talk about the Grand Prix.
Or do I get this right now?
No. Okay. No, you got the Italian question right, so now you can talk about the French question.
I'm so relieved. Okay.
Yes.
So the Grand Prix is on the March 8th, Saturday night. It coincides with Second Saturdays. And just in case you are at Second Saturdays and you forget about the Grand Prix, at 6 or 5:30, we're going to send a team of people out with
free bikes,
free beer tickets.
Free beer tickets? That's better than free bikes.
For the Odell Beer Garden, hosted by the Downtown Partnership. They've been our partners for 3 years now.
Nice.
And they do a phenomenal job. So we're going to be passing them out just because most people actually don't know what a pro bike race is, what it feels like, what it looks like. But here is the thing. If they actually show up and they watch the race, they are fans for life. It changes you. Now, what it is, let me tell you about the race.
Is it sort of like NASCAR?
It is. That's what people call it. Exactly. It's NASCAR on bikes. Wow. It is called a Criterium. Criterium is based on a fixed loop. It's 0.6 miles. And the last two races are pro races. Women is at 5:30, men at 6:20. In between the two, we have a BMX out of control, wild BMX stunt show. And what happens is they go around, it's based on time, they go as many laps as they can in a fixed period of time.
Okay, so this isn't all the cyclists going around at the same time?
They are going around all at the same time.
Okay.
It's insane.
Cyclists use those clips on their toes?
Yes, they cannot
get
their
feet.
Can
they, take their foot and, try to jam it into one of the guy's spokes if they're too close? Kind of like Roman gladiators?
You know, that is one thing about...
Can guys actually hold, sticks and elbows?
They can't use sticks.
Darn it.
You will be eliminated.
But that would still be cool.
But it gets
elbows
physical. It does get...
How
do they
elbow a guy?
Really not supposed to your elbow, but I don't want to...
I guess you can.
But they will. Like, it's physical.
Yeah.
Like, they do. It's really an amazing thing. And the other thing is they just go so fast. They'll hit... above 40 miles an
no
hour.
No way. In a 0.6 mile track?
Check it out. I'm not kidding.
Is it?
I've seen bike
is
race.
It banked? Is the track banked?
It's right out this window is the course.
But the track is not banked.
No, it's not on a track.
So it's
on
flat?
The downtown streets.
These guys be winging around here. Now what happens when that person decides to cross the street?
We have over 100 volunteers
to
total.
Stop the traffic.
We have ped rails. We have 1,000 city officials who've looked over our plans. Let me tell you.
Gotta get paid.
God. I just literally got my permit today.
No kidding.
I'm not kidding. And I've been, anyway.
So 65 is actually
there.
Quite a lot of
riders.
We
love the city. They're awesome. It's just, and they have to be careful because we want safety.
We don't want anyone to get hurt.
We want safety.
Right.
And you said, we don't want anyone walking out into the street.
No.
It's hard work to get it to that point, but it's worth it.
So 65 is quite a lot of folks. Zipping around this track at 40 miles an hour at one time.
Now, so 65, I want to clarify, because this is very important. 65 people will be hopefully coming to the fun ride.
Oh.
So let me tell you this. The field of men caps at 120.
Stop. You have 120 guys whipping around this loop?
And 100 women will be the race before them. And also amazing. They're just as amazing as the men, and they will just blow
away. Are they as vicious?
Yes.
Nice. All right, folks, you've got to come out to this deal.
So it is sponsored.
Will this be televised on Spike TV or something like that?
ESPN,
the Ocho.
It actually, this year, we will not have live streaming, but we had live streaming the last couple years, and we'll go back to it next year. So
why did we lose it this year?
Oh, it's just been one of those years where we have had some shifts and changes in our sponsorship. We're just adapting to that, and we're kind of resuiting up for next year to kind of get back to all the media aspect of it. But
so
we'll
if you
get
want
there.
To see the race, you've got to come down
you
here
You've got to come
it.
Down. So TMC is our title sponsor.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
And,
probably
and they're
a lot
great.
Of business
and
of
Visit Tucson is presented by Visit Tucson, so they really get what a pro sporting event can do for Tucson.
Absolutely.
It's really, really important.
How did you get involved in this stuff?
Oh my gosh. I'm an amateur cyclist, and I am a downtown resident. I am also a downtown business owner. And
what's the business you own down here?
Well, I actually just closed my business, and it's a happy story. It's called O2 Modern Fitness, and I've moved on. I've been hired by the Jewish Community Center as their health and wellness director.
Congratulations.
Which I'm very excited, and they want more community outreach. They're coming downtown. Not they're moving downtown, but they're going to be coming downtown for their whole bunch of different activities to check it out. And so I've made that connection, and my husband is a business owner, and I help him FitWork Cycling Support. So it's all cycling-related stuff.
So earlier when you were telling Fred and I that you were concerned about our health doing this hard charge, you were actually coming from a professional's perspective, not a motherly perspective like our mom.
I was saying that out of just concern because, and support.
So really, the really big show is, will Fred and I have a heart attack at this hard
you
charge?
You will not.
Or will people be crashing into each other at the bike race? You look very healthy. Thank you. Oh, boy. All right. Well, this sounds awesome. Where can folks go get more information again?
To the oldpueblograndprix.com. And I just want to say that there's a beer garden. We have food trucks. We have the BMX stunt show. We have the BMX pump track, which is for the public to try, 18 and under. You can actually get on a BMX bike. So we're making a fun partnership with BMX, and that's really exciting
super
to work
fun.
With them. So there's so many fun things. The whole thing starts at 3:15 and we'll wrap up around 8.
Do you miss Lance Armstrong and the guys come to Tucson to train?
Do I miss him?
Yeah.
We have so many pros here who come here that they just make it up, and they're amazing. And that's the whole thing about doing this in March. A lot of them are already here, and then they stay for the week, and they do another amazing race called the Tucson Bicycle Classic. So it's really like a week of incredible cycling.
So you really hit this one out of the park because you've put it right during the time these folks are here training, and why
winter
not get
training
involved?
Winter training capital.
There
that's
you
what
go.
They call Tucson.
No kidding.
Yep.
We like to call it the Old Pueblo, but we'll go with that one.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
We should take a break.
We should take a break.
Thanks so much. So, folks, if you want more information, don't forget, go to the website.
Old Pueblo Grand Prix, GrandPrix.com.
.com for those of you that are still. And we'll be right back with more here on The Fred and Jeff Show.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by H&S Estate Garden, the Flight Grill at Pima Air and Space Museum, and PETA Jungle.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeff.
That's right, Fred.
And we are spending time today in one of our favorite parts of the Old Pueblo, which is our wonderful downtown.
Oh, I thought you were saying Finney's Landing.
No, that's your favorite.
Well, that's a good one.
That's only second to your couch watching Ren and Stimpy with Cheetos on your chest.
You know, I got to tell you, Pitchers and Catchers reported last Wednesday. And so you're not far off of my spare time of what I do.
Pitchers and Catchers, what is that?
Baseball, baby. Baseball season. It's back. Pirates are making a run to the World Series this year, Fred. And I'll be dreaming of Toro's past. So, yeah.
The Pirates.
Oh, love those Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah.
Go Andrew McCutchen.
They should call them the Heart Attack Pirates. instead of the heart attack cats.
Oh, the cardiac cats, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, the cats are looking good. They got last game of the season's tonight.
Is it?
Yeah, Stanford, playing Stanford this evening at home.
Oh, we'll kick their little butts.
Let's hope so.
So, anyways, we are in the offices, the new digs of the Downtown Tucson Partnership, and we're spending time with one of our favorite people.
People's
Caitlin Jensen from the Downtown Tucson Partnership.
Why, thank you. And it's so great to have you guys here.
And thanks. That's super nice of you.
Don't tell anybody.
I won't say a word. And for those of you folks that have been watching us on the internet, sitting on to Caitlin's left is our friend Brandy. Hey, Brandy. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, we had no choice. You work here.
Well, I sit right there.
Sorry, that's kind of the emphysema. Good for you.
Well, yeah, we were promised tequila and...
Nada.
Nada.
Oh, man. All right. Can you pause the show for like 2 minutes?
No, we'll have plenty of time afterwards.
Yes, exactly.
So we had a really cool conversation with Susan Frank and the Downtown Grand Prix coming up this weekend.
So, yeah, Old Pueblo Grand Prix, and which is awesome. Come down and see Brandy and I at the beer garden. We will be there.
Will you be wearing
We will be pouring the beer, and then it's unfortunate. We just have to finish the kegs when we're done.
Right.
Whoa.
So
what kind of beer are we talking about here? Who's providing the beer?
Brandy?
I'm not providing the beer personally, but...
What flavors are you pouring?
We'll have a Michelob Ultra and probably an Amber as well. And then, as Susan stated earlier, they'll be giving out free samples of an Odell. I don't know what type it is, but come down and be surprised.
All right.
Free sample.
Okay,
you guys, folks, if you don't quite understand what the Tucson Grand Prix is, go to fredandjeff.com, and we have video of, is it last year's Tucson Grand Prix?
Yes.
Yikes, it's awesome. You got to check it out.
It is pretty cool. So we didn't have a chance to talk about what's going on with Second Saturday.
Yeah, Second Saturday coming up this weekend. Another great show. You know, the weather is getting gorgeous, as we all know. It is. We're spoiled. You know, if it's still below 50 at night, it's kind of chilly.
It's gorgeous
Tucson,
out there.
Though. It is gorgeous. So it's a great time to get out and go play around downtown. So I really encourage everyone to check out our website, downtowntucson.org. We have a whole list of events, way more than I could possibly even get into.
And you're not exaggerating.
No, literally hundreds a month.
There's so much stuff.
Literally, about 300 to 400 events per month.
That's awesome.
And March is one of our busiest months, so we're incredibly excited. Some great upcoming events include the Body and Soul Women's Expo. It's going to be at the TCC this weekend. Really cool, great event, not just for women, for everybody. Then Second Saturdays, of course, there's a full list of events, everything, musicians, street performers, all the great free stuff we know and love. And Buffalo Exchange is a really amazing Tucson company, gone national, I think $80.1 million in sales
last
year.
Wow, that's great.
Born, raised, and still based in Tucson, and they will be celebrating their 40th anniversary in downtown Tucson on March 9th. So that should be a great celebration.
That'll be great.
And then later in the month, we have another fantastic event, or actually two events. It's the St. Patrick's Day Parade and Festival. And my coworker and amazing friend, Brandy Haga, is the person who makes it happen.
She's tearing up.
My amazing friend, too.
Oh, excuse us. We have to stop the show and hug.
Well, we don't have much time left, but we'll watch.
Well, I do want to, you know, I don't know if many people in Tucson know about the Green Isle Mile, but it is a great event right before the parade actually kicks off the parade. It goes, benefits Kid Cancer for Steven and the Community Food Bank, and then that leads right into the parade in beautiful Armory Park downtown.
Wait, Brandy, who does the race benefit?
The Kid Cancer for Steven.
Awesome.
Foundation.
Very nice.
And the Community Food Bank.
And the food
well.
Bank. Yep. Two excellent.
Absolutely. Right. So I said, you know, I really hope that people will sign up for this. That we had about maybe 50 runners last year. Kicks off the parade. Get the wonderful, amazing parade with all kinds of floats, amazing entries, Irish dancers. And then you get to spend the whole day in downtown on March 15th, which is like just I can't imagine doing anything else that day.
Yeah, two days before St. Patty's.
Yeah.
Wait, will they be hauling Hugo O'Connor around?
I don't know. I was like, when they marched the Virgin Mary around.
And right, in The Godfather.
All right. So I want to see the Tucson Downtown Partnership have a pub crawl for St. Patty's.
Oh, my.
I think that goes...
We could start at Brandy's desk, Michael's desk. Yeah, that would be good times.
Yeah, we just want like high quality tequila. We don't care that's not Irish, but
there's plenty of restaurants and beer and tequila and whiskey, rum, whatever your taste is. You have it in downtown Tucson. We
absolutely
can find it for you.
Oh God, we come down here to see shows or do different things, and there's not a lack of anything down here.
No, plenty of shopping, which a lot of folks still don't check out.
Yeah,
and let me tell you, they are missing some really amazing finds.
So with the little bit of time we have left,
why
would someone need your guys' help? Tell us what the Downtown Tucson Partnership in like 10 seconds. What do you guys do?
We provide security, maintenance, economic development, marketing, PR, advocacy, and events for Downtown Tucson. So if what you need doesn't fall into one of those broad categories, we'll still help you because we know who takes care of it.
But I think what's really important, though, to let you all know out there is, number one, there's not a security issue downtown anymore. You could feel very safe walking from one restaurant to a show, to the Fox, to the Rialto.
Absolutely.
You guys have a lot to do with that.
Well, thank you.
Right?
I mean, you guys, you know, there are lots of shops and restaurants and wonderful places to hang out. You guys have a lot to do with that.
We hope so.
Great events going on downtown. You guys have a lot to do with that.
Well, a lot of people do, but we definitely are trying to make it as good of a downtown and as great of an experience as possible. And our goal, I think we're really darn close, is to make downtown Tucson the most dynamic urban center in the Southwest. And if we're not there, we will be there before you know it.
Yeah.
Before you know it.
Well, folks, if you're out and about downtown, my suggestion is pop your head in the Downtown Tucson Partnership and say thanks, because you guys really have done a great job with our downtown.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you. It's an honor to work for such a great organization and be able to do great things for Tucson.
Well, thanks, ladies. We appreciate
it.
So come see us.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Fred.
Another one in the can.
Another one in the can. Folks, thanks so much for listening to the Fred Jeff Show. Get out there and do some of these amazing things that we've talked about on the show today. Get out there and meet your neighbor, because meeting your neighbor, building that common bond, is what makes Tucson a great place to live. Thanks a bunch, and we'll talk to you next week here on the Fred and Jeff Show.
Let's talk about a good time. Let's talk about a good time. I wish I could just go back to the days I'm speaking of.